Correct Weight, brought to you by Tabs the Lock.
New on the Tab app.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Cocker, the pace has been good. Two lengths clear from Tiger of Malay. On the inside, a revivalist. Then came Coast Watch Subterranean Pattern as they flatten for the run home now. And Brigantine lays it down to Concocted. Now Tiger of Malay is scraping paint, getting an inside run. Wider out is Coast Watch Pattern running on okay. It's Concocted under siege. Coast Watch in the centre. Raced up to hit the lead. Subterranean's getting a gap and Tiger of Malay the inside. It's Coast Watch. Coast Watch from Tiger of Malay. Tiger of Malay the inside. May have just won this. Tiger Malaya nose to Coast Watch.
James McDonald had to breathe in to squeeze through that gap, but he did get it. Well called by Darren Flindell. And co-trainer Richard Friedman joins us this morning. Congratulations, Richard.
Thanks for that. It's a very nice return from that colt.
He did have to breathe in to take that narrow gap. a good attribute for a horse to have, to be able to brave enough to dive through there, Richard.
Yeah, it is. You know, it was one of the comments that James made after the race, is that it's rare for young horses like that to have the confidence to do that. So it's good that he did do that. And, you know, there was a bit of breathing in going on when he was stuck behind a few horses looking for a way through. But, James, a great rider. He managed to keep his momentum going, didn't have to stop him. And that, I guess, is the skill of it.
He'd been to Queensland with some success as a late-season two-year-old. How did you feel he's come back this season?
Oh, I think he's definitely improved. I mean, I know everybody says that about every horse, but that horse to carry 61 kilos, to have a very light prep into that race, he only had one trial and he didn't have a lot of gallops before that one trial, to be able to carry that weight and do what he did, he has to have improved from his previous preparation.
Ray Thomas indicating earlier when I was chatting to him that the Golden Rose might be the short-term target. Is that the case from your perspective?
Oh, look, I think you just let the dust settle a little bit. He's had a hard run yesterday with a big weight on a very hard track. And we just want to see how he is over the next couple of days, 3 days, and then start to make decisions. I think you can make a lot of decisions, on race day and close to it, and they can all be brought undone. If he's 100% till about the middle of the week. That's when you get an idea with horses how they come through their run.
Stay Inside, obviously, another high-quality two-year-old from the stable, now turned three. A lot of talk about that trial recently. How's he come through that?
But yeah, he's fine. He's just a very professional little horse. There's nothing much, that he does or does not do. He's just a little machine, He just gallops, usually wins, and just goes home and eats his dinner, and that's about the sum of it.
When do we see him resume?
Michael will probably run him in the San Domenico. That's been the plan for a little while now. We wanted to see how he came back in a trial before any decisions were made about where he went. I mean, there's a lot of commercial pressure with horses like him. He's a very valuable horse. So, you've got to have him cherry ripe for every assignment.
With the spread of your stable and the current COVID situation, is that having an impact on you?
It's impacting the Rose Hill stable. We're rapid tested. My staff and myself are rapid tested 3 days a week. We're also required to get a negative PCR. Is it PCR? That's the main test. We've got to get a negative result to one of those within 7 days of going to a race meeting. My staff can't go to the race meeting because most of them live in the LGAs that are locked in the hard lockdown. I can go to race meetings with a negative test. It's just all those sorts of things. Having to put horses on floats to go to race meetings with no strappers. Got to have strappers at the other end who can be there to take them off, and then strappers back at the stable to take them off when they come home. So it's all logistics, and it's painful, but it's what we have to do to keep racing.
You've got a lateral view on most things. How would you like to see this unfold? Is there anything that could be done that isn't being done at the moment?
Oh, you're talking about the general situation with the COVID response?
Yeah, let's put our toe in the water and ask that.
It's probably for a different show, but look, I just think it all ends up the same way. I think it all ends up with us all living in the community with COVID. Those who are vaccinated probably don't go to hospital when they get it, and those who aren't vaccinated probably do. So, you know, that's where I think it levels out.
Well, some exciting times on the racetrack ahead, Richard, Tiger of Malay. Looking forward to see staying side, getting back. Is there any other spring hopefuls that we should be keeping an eye from the team?
Oh, it's I'm quite impressed with a couple of horses at Rose Hill that have come back well. I think Love Tap, he had a bit of a patchy autumn and winter because he got injured early in the autumn and had to be spelled. And he's come back in trials very well. And it looks like he's a much bigger and stronger horse, so we're sort of looking forward to seeing him get back to the track. And a horse called High Supremacy, who we've always had a rap on, and he will deliver on in a decent race one day. So he's come back well. He trialled very well the other day.
Congratulations yesterday. Looking forward to seeing the spring unfold, Richard, and hopefully you can work through that situation and get a little bit more freedom with your staff, etc., in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, oh, it'd be nice, you know, but, you know, it's just the nature of the world we live in at the moment. You just have to roll with the punches a bit. Thanks, sir.
That's an unfortunate reality. Richard Friedman there, Tiger Malay, taking out the up-and-coming with 61 kilos.